Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Well, in 1991, a young accordion player from County Clare graced us with an album that became the best-selling trad album ever. It was simply called Sharon Shannon. And Sharon is here today in Studio 8, along with Alan Connor on keys and percussion. Great to see you both. Listen, we'll chat in a moment, Sharon. But first, you're going to let loose. This is Benji's Rollocks. I love that, Sharon, come back over. I keep making sure that I say correctly, Benji's Rollocks. It's a great tune.
Thanks very much.
You have to be careful with that title though, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Have you been playing it a long time?
It's a tune I wrote but for that album, really. And Benji's one of my dogs and he passed away. But there's a very famous traditional tune called Gusty's Frolics. So then I decided to write a tune for my cat, one of the cats called Freddy's Frolics as well. Yeah. And then I said I'd do one for Benji while I was at it as well.
Yeah, good thinking. Now, of course, you're here today to talk about that original album. It's been remastered and re-released. Bring me back, will you, to the making of that album, how you put it all together.
Well, the originally my first album was going to be a live album recorded in Winkle's Hotel in Kinvara. Philip King was involved in it and John Dunford and another friend of theirs called John Kennedy. Jake is his nickname. And Jake works also with U2. So the three of those lads were great friends. And Adam Claydon had just started working on a documentary called Bringing It All Back Home with Philip King.
Yeah.
And he had asked Philip to help him to understand Irish music a bit better. So Philip said, I have exactly the place for you. So he came down to Kinvara as well. And then we had loads of fantastic musicians like Donal Lunny and Jerry O'Byrne and all my own buddies as well that I had been hanging out with in Doolin and my sister Mary and other family members as well. But at that time as well, I had gotten to know the Water Boys. So they all arrived into the recording as well, and we played about 40 hours of music. But during that whole weekend of recording, Mike Scott invited me to do some playing with the Water Boys and to do some recording and some touring and stuff like that. So my first album, which would have been a live album, got completely shelved because I was busy with the Water Boys for about a year and a half. And by the time I was finished with the Water Boys, I had a completely different idea of what I wanted my first album to be. And because I got used to playing with the lads and I loved playing with that big band sound with the brass instruments and the double bass and the Hammond organ and electric guitars and the works. So, and I had no fear of recording studios. That I decided then, okay, the first album is going to be a completely different thing altogether. And we got all the same gang back again that we had in Winkles, and we recorded in Windmill Lane, which was beside the Shelburne Hotel at the time. And they were bringing up over drinks over from the hotel to us and everything. And we just decided to make it into a party vibe like what we had in Kinvara all the years beforehand.
Which is a great idea, because that album, it was huge. I mean, if anyone remembers back to that year, you were never off the radio. And then A Woman's Heart the following year. I mean, did that time, did it change your life, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, certainly when my own album came out, I started doing gigs to promote the album. So all of a sudden, I just had my own band and it just kind of happened.
Snowballed from there. Mm-hmm. You give your older brother, Gary, a lot of credit, actually, for steering you towards music. And your parents, they also loved a tune, though, didn't they? They loved a good song.
My parents absolutely loved Irish music. Anytime music came on the radio, they were always up around the kitchen dancing. Before we ever played instruments, they taught us how to dance the Caledonian set, which is the Clare set from County Clare, and old time waltzes and the Haymakers jig and stuff like that people would dance at a Cayley. They loved music. They were real passionate about music, so they passed that love on to us.
And you all played instruments. Why do you think it is you were drawn to the accordion?
Well, the tin whistle was our first instrument. My parents sent my brother Gary to music lessons in Corrifin when we were all very young. I would have been only about 8 and he was probably 10 or 11. Mm. And Gary taught the rest of us at home, the whistles. But a few years later, he decided to take up the flute. And we all wanted to copy Gary and take up the flute as well. But thank you, Gary, if you're listening. He said, let's all take up different instruments. So named out all the possible instruments we could get. And when he said accordion, I was going, woohoo, I'd like one of them. Yeah, because I had memories of my uncle Eamon in Liscannor playing a beautiful small accordion as well, a little tiny one.
So it worked out brilliantly for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, great.
Yeah, great choice. Now, you're a real home bird, aren't you? You mentioned animals earlier. Obviously, one of your dogs passed away, but you mentioned the cat as well. You love being at home with your animals. How many do you have at the moment?
Well, I have a lot less than I used to.
Okay.
Miriam, I'm involved with Madra, which is Madra, M-A-D-R-A, dog rescue in Connemara. In Galway, since almost the start of since they started the organisation, and I'm their official patron, so they rescue unwanted and injured dogs, really, I suppose, and rehabilitate them back to full health and find homes for them, and of course, you know, a lot of that costs a lot of money with veterinary fees and everything. So I help out as much as I can with fundraising stuff.
And do you have any animals at the moment?
Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, I didn't answer your question properly.
That's good. I like hearing about Madra.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of oh, God, I had more than 10 dogs living in the house with me at one stage. And the same with cats. I had about 14 cats at one stage. But the numbers are dwindling now and they're getting old. And there's an awful lot of work involved. So I'm down to 3 dogs and they're old. The youngest one is 10 and the other two are 14. And I have 6 cats all living in the house with me. So it's a busy house still.
Do they all have names?
They do.
Okay, give me the 3 dogs and then the cats.
The dogs are Begley and Foxy and Fonzie.
Okay.
The cats are Stumpy, Smokey, Lucy, Rascal, Dinny and Teddy.
I love it. Why is Begley called Begley, by the way?
Oh, Begley, he's called after Seamus Begley.
I was wondering.
And Brendan.
All the Begley.
Love Brendan Begley as well. Yeah. How are you, Brendan, if you're listening? And Seamus. Seamus is in heaven. But hello, Seamus, too.
When you were going back over the old tunes and I suppose all the old family photos for this album, what sort of memories did that bring up for you?
All happy memories, yeah. It was a very good times at the making of that album. Really great.
Now, you're out with your own big band at summer festivals, but in October, it's very special because Steve Earle, Mundy, Liam O'Mwainley and Camille O'Sullivan are going to be in the Sharon Shannon Big Band. Will you and Steve and Mundy do Galway Girl together?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. Looking forward to that. We've done it together before, the three of us, a few times over the years, but really, I'm really, really excited that Steve was able to join us for these gigs that are coming up, the big band gigs in October.
And you've got some dates there as well, haven't you?
Well, I'm nearly at the end of the spring tour with the trio, which is with Alan here and Jerry Banjo O'Connor. There's only a few shows left, so if people can check the website for the dates. The summer gigs coming up are with a full band, and the first of those is at Chambers Bar in Mullingar on May the 16th.
Fantastic.
So tickets for that are available now.
Now, listen, you're going to play a second tune for us now today. It's called Seamus. Is it for, as you mentioned earlier, is it for Seamus Begley?
It sure is, yeah, in memory of our great friend Seamus Begley, who we miss enormously. Yeah.
Wonderful man.
And playing it for you, Mary Begley, and all the Begleys down in Kerry.
Fantastic. But look, Sharon Shannon and Alan Connor, thank you both so much for being our guests today. Your remastered album, Sharon Shannon, is available now. And all the info on your big band dates and all your other gigs are on the website, sharonshannon.com. And you're on Instagram, at Sharon Shannon Music. You're going to play that piece for us now. Thinking of Seamus Begley in heaven, this is Seamus.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
That's a lovely reaction there to Sharon. Time for one. So lovely to hear Sharon Shannon on the radio. A real gem in the industry. She's so down to earth and her pets are blessed to have her wonderful care. So true.